One night, while I was in bed, I remember quite well that I just couldn't get to sleep. I wasn't hearing footsteps or anything like that. There was nothing going on that was keeping me awake, at least that I know of. I was just wide awake for some reason. I heard Pete tossing and turning from across the room in his bed, which wasn't unusual at all. I remember looking around the room thinking it must be a full moon out, because I could see the shadows of the trees and leaves rustling in the breeze, brushing across the walls of our room as the moonlight streamed into the bedroom window. Then suddenly, Pete sat up in his bed, facing the doorway. I couldn't see him very clearly, but I could tell from the sounds he was making and his shadowy figure over there on the other side of the bedroom that something had caught his attention and had made him suddenly sit up and just stay there in that position for a while. I began to wonder if he was still asleep and doing something that was kind of like sleepwalking. He didn't say anything. He just sat there, bolt upright in his bed, apparently listening for what seemed to be a long moment. I thought about piping up and asking him what he was doing, but I didn't. I'm sure he thought I was asleep, but I wasn't. I just listened and tried to figure out what was going on. After a while, I could hear him slowly pushing the covers off and slide his legs to the floor so he could stand up. In that position, still sitting on the edge of the bed, he sat still and listened for a while longer. I didn't get alarmed or frightened or anything like that. I didn't hear anything other than him moving around. I was just curious what he was doing. I thought he could hear something that I wasn't hearing, or maybe he was just sort of sleepwalking. But I began to doubt that. It wasn't very much longer until he got up on his feet and in the near darkness started slowly walking toward the door. At this point, I ruled out sleepwalking because I'd heard him say things in his sleep or move around in his bed before, but I'd never known him to actually get up and really walk in his sleep. He moved toward the door very quietly. It was obvious that he was trying very hard to be quiet as he slowly crept across the floor. I heard him carefully open the door and slowly move out into the hallway. I didn't hear anything after that for a few seconds, but then I heard him feeling along the wall inside the top of the steep stairwell. He was, of course, feeling for the light switch. And then suddenly, something happened that I never fully understood until years later when he told me the whole story. Pete told me that he had heard a noise out in the hallway. It was a funny sort of noise that he couldn't really identify, but it kind of sounded like a bunch of people talking in low, muffled tones, just on the other side of the door.